Well, good morning, everybody. Got back real early this morning from NCYC. It was awesome. We had such a beautiful, beautiful mass last night to kind of close up the days there at Lucas Oil Stadium and the Convention Center. And just the Lucas Oil, it was just packed with teenagers, Catholics from across the country. And there were probably about 20 bishops or so and a few hundred priests. It was just a glorious, beautiful Mass, and that's a really good way to celebrate the Mass of Christ the King. We celebrate it with pomp and circumstance around the whole world today, because we are celebrating that Jesus Christ, the actual title of this solemnity, is our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. And last night, the bishop that was given the homily, Archbishop Perez from Philadelphia, he started out with a couple kind of paradoxes of the kingship of Jesus. And I was kind of praying with that even before he gave the homily. And he used a few of the ones that I kind of had thought of as I was praying. You know, there's so many paradoxes. Like our faith is filled with paradoxes. And I'm on them because I'm reading this book by Bishop Barron called Vibrant Paradoxes. Now, he does not have a chapter in here about Christ the King, but he might as well, because a paradox is where you got two things that seem like they can't both be true, but our faith is filled with them. You know, that Jesus, for example, is both God and man. That the kingdom is here, but also not yet. You know, and our faith is just filled. This is an excellent. But anyway, I'm thinking about the kingship of our beautiful Jesus and how Jesus is crowned not with gold, but with thorns. How Jesus is a king who rules not from some fancy palace, but from the cross. How Jesus is a king who conquers not by killing, but by dying for us. He's a king whose armies are not made out of the strong and powerful, our first reading today, but instead he makes up his armies with the lowly, the poor, and the meek, the likes of you and me. How Jesus is a king who can command the winds and the sea, and he does. We see it in the scriptures. And yet he knocks so gently at the heart of every single person. How Jesus is a king who owns the entire universe, and yet he had to borrow a manger when he was born, and he had to borrow a tomb when he died. How Jesus is a king who speaks with authority, and yet he washes the feet of his disciples. How Jesus is a king who is feared even by the demons, and yet children just find him irresistible, and he welcomes them with a heart, with a gentle, gentle heart. How Jesus is a king who is almighty, all-powerful, and yet he allows himself to be misunderstood and rejected and even crucified. How Jesus is a king who is the judge of all, and one day we'll face him. And yet he allows himself to be judged by a court of men, presided over by Pontius Pilate. How Jesus is a king who needs nothing because he made everything. And yet he thirsts for your love and mine. You see all these beautiful paradoxes of the kingship of Jesus. And it's all true, and it's all just beautiful. And what I was like thinking about, as I often do on the solemnity of Christ the King, is that Jesus has to be king of our whole life, or he is king of none of it. You know, Jesus has to be the king of our words. I remember one time Father Paul gave a fiery homily, and it was so beautiful, all about, he said, you know, your tongue receives God in the Eucharist. He said, how dare us ever say the name of the Lord Jesus in vain, the name of God the Father in vain, the name of the Holy Spirit in vain. How dare we ever speak a word of profanity? He said, because that tongue that receives the good Jesus can't be doing that stuff, It can't be gossiping. It can't be lying. Jesus has to be king of our words. Likewise, he has to be king of our actions, or else our hands might be busy, but they're not his hands. Remember Mother Teresa? She said, because you and I receive Jesus Christ at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that our hands become his hands, and that our feet become his feet. Our heart becomes his heart. And Jesus, therefore, has to be king of my actions. Jesus has to be king of even my desires. Or else my heart is kneeling before idols. Jesus has to be king of my thoughts. Or else it's just disordered chaos going on in here. Jesus has to be king of my time, of my days, or else they are ruled by lesser things. My time is ruled by lesser things. Jesus has to be king of my home, my domestic church, or else it cannot be a place of faith, love, and prayer as it is meant to be. Jesus has to be king of my habits, or else my daily routine is just going to take over, and it's just, I'm going on autopilot like a robot. Jesus has to be king of my pleasures, or else my pleasures will become my master. We have to be, let Jesus be the king of even our pleasure. Jesus has to be king of the future, or else it's just what I want, on my terms, how I want it, when I want it. No, we say, Jesus, you be the king of my future. Whatever you want, fiat, I give it to you. Jesus has to be king of my relationships, or else it's just ego and emotion that is ruling everything for me. Jesus has to be king of my Sunday, and not just between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. He has to be king of the whole day. And if he's not king of my Sunday, then he's not going to be king of my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, my Thursday, my Friday, my Saturday. Jesus has to be king of my secret life, what I do when nobody else is watching. And if he's not king there, then he's king nowhere. Jesus has to be king of everything. If he's not king of everything, then he's king of nothing in my life or yours. And this is a beautiful opportunity. Every year, we finish the liturgical year. It's next week is the first Sunday of Advent, the happy liturgical new year. But for now, we just take a moment and we say, Jesus, I enthrone you anew in my heart. I enthrone you anew in my brain. I enthrone you anew in my mouth. I enthrone you anew in my body. I enthrone you anew in my will. And I enthrone you anew in my house. And don't you see, when we do this, we are his subjects. And it's another paradox for you. Because when we are subjects of the good Jesus, when we serve him with love and devotion and faith and obedience, guess what? It's the freedom. It's the path of freedom. It's the path of life. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full, here and hereafter. And when we enthrone the good Jesus in all of these departments of our life, that's where the freedom is, and that's where the life is. You all know that I like every now and again to have Mass on the high altar, and that's the form of the Mass ad orientem. The Roman Missal tells the priest when he should turn around and face everybody and say, the Lord be with you, lift up your heart. But the rest of the time, the priest is a beautiful expression of worship to face the same direction. It's not the priest turning his back on you. It is all of us walking together to the King, who will come again,
and who is enthroned in that tabernacle. And you see, even up there,
well, you can't see over here, but there is a beautiful image of the crown right there, walking in the same direction. I don't want to be your King. I want to lead you to the King. And that's what my vocation is all about. And in the form of Mass this way, it's such a beautiful reminder that Mass is not about watching me pray. Mass is all of us joining together, walking in the same direction, offering the same sacrifice together, where Jesus Christ, the King of the whole universe, is going to be put on this altar, confected right here, on that altar. And by the way, there's a martyr's relics in there. We don't even know who it is. We looked in there, we don't know. But that martyr will be praying for us in a very powerful way as Jesus himself, the ultimate martyr, sheds his blood and gives his body on this altar again today in this Holy Mass. And you know what he only wants from you and me? Is he who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, just wants to be enthroned anew in our life. And so, brothers and sisters, let's do it. Let's do it with all our heart today in this Holy Mass. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.